This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm after slamming the Bahamas as a Category 5. It's now crawling towards the eastern Florida coast. It's expected to stay offshore and then move up to the Georgia coast, where the governor, Brian Kemp, says he's already issued a mandatory evacuation order for several counties near the water.
Georgia's in a unique position. I keep telling people yesterday when I was down on the coast, I feel like we're the traffic light because we've got this storm with people from Florida coming through Georgia. People from South Carolina are coming to Georgia to get on our interstates to evacuate.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin just announcing he's ruling out a run for governor of West Virginia again. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
At least 16 people were killed and over 100 injured when a Taliban attacker detonated a suicide belt in the Afghan capital last night. It came just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. As a very busy Labor Day travel weekend wrapped up at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, many passengers scrambled when an airport worker sounded an alarm after some sort of suspicious interaction with two men last night. This traveler says it was a chaotic scene.
There wasn't any loud noise. There was just a general panic in the terminal, and folks started running out. There were people kind of hiding under the benches and whatnot, and an alarm went off.
Officials say the Alaskan Airlines worker hit the alarm after he approached two men and they ran away from him. Nobody's in custody, but they say the investigation's continuing. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says nothing would get him to accept a Brexit delay. Britain's departure from the European Union is set for October 31st. Speaking outside 10 Downing Street on Monday, Johnson said he doesn't want new parliamentary elections. He urged Parliament not to undercut Britain's negotiating position on Brexit with the European Union. Protesters gathered at the Downing Street address as Johnson met with his senior ministers. Those protesters chanting and holding up signs. A 17-year-old Palestinian student denied entry into the U.S. is now allowed to begin classes at Harvard. Ismail Ujawi was barred from entering the country last month after being questioned by immigration officials for several hours at Boston's Logan International Airport. The student from Lebanon told the Harvard Crimson that officials also searched his laptop and phone, asking him about social media posts made by his friends. friends. He made it to campus yesterday as classes are set to begin today. Bugatti says one of its production model vehicles topped 300 miles an hour on a German test track. That's a record for a vehicle off the assembly line, even a specially modified one. According to the parent company Volkswagen, that prototype Bugatti Chiron actually reached a speed just shy of 305 mph. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Dr. David Young is with us right now. We're going to be talking about his new book, A Grand Illusion, How Progressive Christianity Undermines Biblical Faith. Dr. Young, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this topic because I've been especially interested in tracking this. There was a recent survey talking about how many people were departing religion. And one of the key points, when you dug down into their analysis, you realized that included in this departure was the people's response to what you might call progressive Christianity. And that seems to be the issue in terms of what is causing people to depart their faith. What do you have to say about that?
Well, progressivism is one of the greatest, I think, one of the greatest challenges to Orthodox biblical Christianity facing North Americans today. And it really is, it's just drawing hundreds of thousands of people away from traditional Orthodox biblical apostolic Christianity. So it's a great danger today.
Well, the other point of this particular research, the indication, I believe it was from Barna, was saying that those churches that were vibrant and thriving were the ones that held to biblical principles.
Yeah, actually, for the last 40 years or so, if the research has shown us anything, it has shown us that high biblical standards actually produces high levels of commitment. Low biblical standards produces low levels of commitment. And that's why all of the major Protestant denominations in America, all the mainline denominations, are actually in a free fall. In fact, Ed Stetzer wrote an article a year and a half or so ago, I think it was in the Washington Post, and he argued, statistically speaking, there are only 23 years left for mainline Protestant denomination in America because of the free fall, because they've undermined everything that made them great in the first place, which was Orthodox biblical Christianity.
Kind of interesting how that is aligning with, you might say, the American way of life.
You know, the Christian faith has always struggled with against the tendency to conform to its culture around it. And so this is not new. What is new is that progressivism has become such an attractive alternative in North America, so it's now tempting many Christians to cultivate what I consider to be a Christianity of convenience, where Orthodox biblical faith is being replaced by American secular values that are still dressed up in a Christian language. So you can still feel Christian, you can still feel spiritual and religious, but you don't have to make biblical Orthodox commitments. So it's a convenient religion, and in my opinion, it's not an on-ramp to the Christian faith. It's not going to draw more people into the Christian faith. Instead, it's an off-ramp. This is what you do when you're really leaving the Christian faith. You have sort of a Christian faith light, one that fits nicely. You get the applause of the American elites. You know, you get MTV Music Awards and whatnot. People will say, oh, you're open-minded, you're broad, you're inclusive and tolerant. But what you have to give up in order to be all of that is anything that looks like the biblical faith given to us by years, centuries of Christianity.
You know, it's interesting because we were just talking about this earlier, about hypocrisy and how that word has been vanquished from the lexicon, particularly from the left. And the reason the left is able to embrace this this liberal form of religion today is because hypocrisy is no longer a part of the vernacular. And so, you know, because there's no hypocrisy, you can be a Christian light and still be accepted, I believe.
Yeah, so I think that you really put your finger on something important. One of the great shifts in progressive Christianity is a shift away from a personal response to a holy God towards social justice. And when you think about it, social justice, for all the benefits we've received from social justice, particularly just from justice, just from the Christian practice of walking justly, one thing that social justice tends to do is it lets the individual off the hook. So you could live any kind of life you want to as long as you tweet the right position, vote the right way, your Facebook posts say the right thing about whatever the latest issue is, and that actually creates an enormous amount of hypocrisy. Whatever you do with your personal life is irrelevant so long as you're perceived as leaning left and whatever the latest social cause is in North America. So it generates hypocrisy. It doesn't defeat it. It actually generates more hypocrisy.
Exactly. Exactly. And so now we're in that cycle of judges that we begin to see things according to our own eyes.
I think so. Yeah, actually, that really is the heartbeat of progressivism. It is reinterpreting things such as even core truths, the resurrection. It's not uncommon now to hear progressives say such things as the resurrection of Jesus didn't actually have to have happened in order for it still to be true. Well, if it didn't really happen, under no circumstance is it true. And in fact, exactly, the Bible teaches us that if Jesus was not raised from the dead, we're the most miserable people on planet Earth. But progressives are reinterpreting biblical terms. That way they can still feel religious, they can feel Christian, they can feel spiritual, but they don't actually have to believe that which they don't want to believe. So, yeah, it's a great reinterpretation that's going on.
How can you have social justice if there is no justice?
Yeah, you know, just the term social justice, best we can tell, is only about two centuries old. If not that, it may not even be two centuries old. And the concept, so what we can say is that there are certainly just policies and there are unjust policies. So the social justice movement has had some great successes. The civil rights movement, for example, a great success. But it has also had some miserable failures. So some of the greatest disasters of the 20th century were done in the name of social justice. The Soviet Union, it was all about workers' rights, and it ended in the murder of 10 million Russians. The communist China, the reallocation of property, the great leap forward in the 1960s, it was done in the name of social justice, and it ended in the mass murder of as many as 50 million people. So the mistake is justice that does not have Jesus at its center. If you take Jesus out and justice only becomes a policy or a political platform, then you're going to end up in disaster almost every time.
Yeah, I mean, you vacated love. There's no love in the center of it. They'll claim it, but it's gone.
Exactly. exactly. And this is really the difference between even in the early church, in the book of Acts, we read about the church sharing all their resources. I spoke in the Soviet Union back when it was the Soviet Union, back in the early 1990s. I spoke all over the Soviet Union, and people would say to me, isn't the Bible ultimately a communist book? And I would say, no, here's why. People voluntarily shared their resources with one another out of love. Yes. Communism is not a voluntary, loving sharing of resources. It is instead a heavy-fisted, an iron-fisted, forced sharing where the bureaucrat takes the first part and everyone else gets what's left. Those are very different from one another. They're exceptionally different from one another.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Dr. David Young, his new book, A Grand Illusion, How Progressive Christianity Undermines Biblical Faith. And we've got more from Dr. Young after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Someone once said, live free or die.
right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Bill Martinez. We come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Dr. David Young continues. He is the author of the new book, A Grand Illusion, How Progressive Christianity Undermines Biblical Faith. Yeah, Dr. Young, we were just talking about how the isms have come in to really blunt and neutralize, really, if I might say, the heart and soul of Christianity. And now we have modern-day Christians thinking that God grades on the curve. It's okay to see things according to our own eyes. And we're back to that question that resounds over the millennia from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say?
Yeah. In fact, the great deceit of Eve's heart was that she felt the invitation to challenge what God had said and to present really her own truth. And from that point forward, humans have done this, and it's always been at our loss.
Well, it is amazing that we would tread on the things of God that are holy and righteous so recklessly, because time and again, for those of us who have read through and have studied the scripture, realize that that is a very unholy alliance, and God does not deal favorably with those that would tread on his holy ground so lightly and disrespectfully.
So this you bring this up, Bill, if I can say this at the heart of progressivism is not only this reinterpretation of the gospel message, but there's a low view of the scriptures. And so what I would say to some of your listeners is, if you're in a church and you begin to hear phrases from the stage, so-called phrases from the stage, from your pastor, from leaders of your church, and you hear things like the Bible is merely a human book, or the Bible is just one guide, or the Apostle Paul was wrong, we know better than the Apostle Paul now, or the biblical authors, they didn't understand sexuality the same way that we do. When you begin to hear that language, what you're really hearing is someone saying, our feelings today are more legitimate than the biblical teachings that the apostles received from Jesus. And so you really do have to make a choice. I would say if you're in your church and you're hearing that, I'd have some pretty serious conversations with your church leaders, because you get to choose. You can follow your feelings, or you can follow what Jesus teaches, but you can't follow both. You have to choose.
Yes, exactly. Well, on top of that, look at the culture today, Dr. Young. I mean, we're faced with, the whole makeup of our human sexuality. There's no longer, two choices. It's not male or female. I guess God made a mistake. He really meant, according to some universities in the state of California, he really meant to define some 50, some different genders. And even a presidential candidate, Joe Biden, said that when asked how many sexes there were, how many genders, he had to think about it for just a second. But he said, well, there's three, whatever the three is, I guess.
I think that the greatest social injustice of North America today is the sexual revolution. Because when you think about what we've done to the sacred gift God gave us of human sexuality, where Jesus says, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they two shall become one. That beautiful gift God gave us, and it really is a beautiful gift. Once we began, as we did in the 1960s, to really change that, to alter it, to knock those boundaries down, all the social indicators that will tell you how healthy a culture is, a civilization is, all of them went in the tank. Drug use went up. Mental health issues went up. Divorce went up. Gang membership went up. The incarceration rates went out the roof. And all of them have one thing in common, which is a broken view of the beautiful gift of human sexuality. So we're not just arguing that the Bible is right. We're arguing that it's healthy. It's beautiful. It's powerful. And when we When we give up on what the Bible actually says in order to pursue our own vision, it's always destructive.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, the very thing and core that God was pointing to was life. You know, where is the continuation of being fruitful? Go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. And those things that aberrate that very core aspect of who God is, his very character, is problematic. And here we are in today's society. We've embraced that. And look what's going on, as you say, the conditions that you point to, and you didn't even bring up the idea of abortion, over 60 million babies being obliterated.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And
if
so,
you think about it. Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
If you just think about this, so I think it was Sean McDowell who I heard say this, I think he's at Biola University, I'm not 100% sure, but he made the remark, if everyone just followed the biblical sexual ethic, think of what would be different in this world. There would be no abortions, no one would want one. There would be no divorce, there would be no men abandoning their wives for younger women, there would be no Me Too movement, because you wouldn't need a Me Too movement. Every child would have a father and a mother who loved them. Every family, if everyone just followed the biblical ethic, every family would remain intact, there would be healthy communities, gang membership would go way down, drug use would go way down, mental health issues would go way down. If we just followed the biblical ethic, all these social ills would be greatly reduced here in North America. So it really is a beautiful thing to embrace the real thing, the real thing, the real Christian faith, not a made-up progressive illusion, as I call it in the book, a grand illusion, but the real thing,
right,
is so much more beautiful and so much more powerful.
I want to give you a second, ladies and gentlemen, to just ponder on what Dr. Young just shared with us. Imagine if we really embraced the truth in life and biblical principles. You know, what your family would look like. You know, what our society would be like. I mean, God will not be mocked. We are reaping what we have sown. And still, even in spite of all that, even, you know, and I don't know why we're surprised at this, Dr. Young, because even when Jesus was here, you know, it was kind of ironic, you know, you had the leaders going, well, give us a sign, give us a sign. He'd go, how many more signs do you want to see here? And, you know, it's just, you don't get it, you'll never get it. And, you know, sorry to say, this is all part of the attributes of a fallen world, is it not?
I think, yeah, you just put your finger on it. These are attributes of a fallen world. And I want to say, as I know you would say, that we love these hurting people. We're not speaking out of a rage. We're speaking out of a deep hurt and a deep love. And I want to say to your churches and to North Americans, we don't have to live like this. We really don't. There's such a better way available to us. And we don't have to invent our own religion. The one that comes to us as Christians, the one that comes to us through the Orthodox teachings of Scripture and the great creeds and the great Christian thinkers of history, we already have it. It's been handed to us as a great treasure. Why swap it out for something that's created so much damage? Why swap it out?
Right. Exactly. And that is the good news. And I'm glad you said that, Dr. Young, because I often find myself when I get to this point, and that is so important to be said, is that this isn't about judgment and condemnation, even though it may feel that way. But if it feels that way, then hopefully you can apprehend and embrace it and know what it is. The reason that we're bringing this truth to you is because we do care. I mean, if we didn't care, we wouldn't say anything, and Dr. Young and I could talk about other things, right?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, we find ourselves at a time where Christians are having a hard time defending their faith in a day and age when faith is undergoing this redefinition. We got about a minute left here, Dr. Young. What do you say to those Orthodox Christians?
Well, I would say, first of all, that we're this is bad news for North America, because it's turning from many of its Christian roots. But it's good news for the Christian faith in this sense. We actually now are going to have to make a real serious decision to be a Christian, and that's healthy for the Christian faith. We're going to have real heroes and real champions. cultural Christianity is going to go away, but what we're going to have in its place are really serious Bible-believing Christians who are going to knock down the doors of hell. I really think these are thrilling days for the church, but they're not very good days for North America.
There we go. Well, Dr. Young is a senior pastor, author, speaker, TV host, a former teacher and visiting professor, holding advanced degrees in religion, including PhD from Vanderbilt University. Dr. Young, really a pleasure to have you on with us, and your book we will link at our website at BillMartinezLive.com, A Grand Illusion, How Progressive Christianity Undermines Biblical Faith, available at all the usual places I get it to as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Dr. David Young, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm after slamming the Bahamas as a Category 5. It's now crawling towards the eastern Florida coast. It's expected to stay offshore and then move up to the Georgia coast, where the governor, Brian Kemp, says he's already issued a mandatory evacuation order for several counties near the water.
Georgia's in a unique position. I keep telling people yesterday when I was down on the coast, I feel like we're the traffic light because we've got this storm with people from Florida coming through Georgia. People from South Carolina are coming to Georgia to get on our interstates to evacuate.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin just announcing he's ruling out a run for governor of West Virginia again. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Rankin Wilburn joining us now, senior pastor of Pacific Crossroads Church in Los Angeles. He and his co-author have written a new book, Brian Greger, who is an associate professor of philosophy and teaches courses in philosophy, philosophy of religion, and religious studies at California State University, Dominguez Hills. They have co-written this book that is really going to get your attention. and cause you to think, because it is The Cross Before Me is the title of it, Reimagining the Way to the Good Life. For some, it may be a reimagining. For some, it may be even imagining, depending on where you are in your relationship with God. And Rankin, let me bring you on right now. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, this is an important topic, and it's interesting that this would come across my desk at a time where I felt that God was really trying to impress on me the importance of the cross, that it is not the be-all and end-all, because what I see happening at times is people are still at the cross, and just like when the angels were telling the apostles, you know, that Jesus had already had risen and he had ascended into heaven, he says, okay, now be about the Father's business. You know, it's time to get going here. And sometimes, you know, what God had opened my eyes to was that people are stuck at the cross. You know, once you have drawn benefit of the cross, and this may be a little bit of a diversion from what you've written about, but it's just, again, only by way of introduction to let you know why I was eager to have this conversation with you about your new book, The Cross Before Me.
Yeah, it sounds like, Bill, we share a passion and a lament, and that passion is to see all of God's people live into the full life that Jesus calls us into. Mm-hmm. And that lament is, really this book is in some ways a love letter and a lament of a lack of discipleship, a lack of Christ following, and particularly the Western church, the American church, that mm-hmm. we may have a sense of what Jesus has saved us from, but we don't really have a clear sense of what Jesus has saved us for.
Exactly. No, that's well said. And I think it goes back to what we have learned over the years, Rankin, is that when God blesses us, it's not for us to contain it as if we're going to lose it and we only have a set number or a limited number of blessings. It is an ever-flowing. And that's the other thing, too, is appreciating the capacity of God's gift and blessings, that it's ever flowing. But if we contain it for some reason, you know, that's when we start to smell, you know, just like the Dead Sea in Israel, right? And because the water comes in, doesn't go out, and as a result, it leaves a stench. And I think this might be something for us as men and women of faith to consider, is that are we odoriferous in a way that's not so pleasant?
That's right. The basic heart of the book, Bill, is that the cross is not only the instrument upon which God in Christ achieved our salvation, it's also the pattern. It's also the way of life that mm-hmm. our good Father intends for us to walk in. And we don't walk in this way out of fear. We have been set free from fear, but we walk in this way believing that God is wise and He loves us. And His way, the way of the cross, is this is the way to the life we're all so furiously seeking. Mm-hmm. It's very counterintuitive.
Well, but by the same token, and you said it well, and that is that we are furiously seeking this way of life, and it is before us there in the cross, but yet we go around it, you know, like the children in Kadesh Barnea. They just kept going around in circles, and God said, okay, I'm going to let you go around in circles until you learn your lesson. But, you know, therein, going back to the cross, therein lies the good news to what you said earlier in terms of any fear, any lack, you know, the things within our own spirit that says shoulda, coulda, woulda, the frustrations of everyday life outside of God are right there at the cross. That's the good news. And but as Jesus said, look, it's going to be a bit of a sacrifice. That's why he said that we have to be willing to pick up our own cross. I mean, each of us has a different cross to carry, right?
Right.
But a cross nonetheless.
And we want people to hear that is a hard call. And even Peter said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? And it is a hard call, but we also, God is good and Jesus loves us. And when he calls us to the cross, he's calling us to something hard, because he loves us. Mm-hmm. And he's calling it, he's saying, I know the way your life is supposed to work, and the things you were seeking and the way that we're trying to live our lives. The one who loves us best, Jesus, is saying, your life is not going to work that way. Mm-hmm. Your life is only going to work my way. And the book is about what that might look like.
Can I say it's a little bit, you know, in terms of it being a hard call, like a camel going through the eye of a needle. But the good news is that you get on the other side. And when you're on the other side, it's not quite as hard as it is as you're, you know, navigating that eye of the needle, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It is hard, but what we're trying to do is harder. That's why Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we say, Jesus, it doesn't feel easy. And your commands do seem burdensome, but sometimes they seem burdensome because we don't realize what we're trying to do. And that of life according to our own wisdom.
Exactly.
Is infinitely harder.
Yes. Yeah, that's the rub. As you say, it's counterintuitive because you've got that dynamic tension between what you think is best versus subordinating your own earthly desires and your temporal desires to the eternal desires of the Father's will, which is all consistent with the plan and purpose that he designed us for, right?
Exactly. Just believing that God's will and God's ways, that is the way to our peace. And absolute surrender to God's wisdom, to God's ways. But most often, that for us, that takes the form of, to use the New Testament language, crucifying our old self, crucifying our natural patterns.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes when you hear that, especially if you haven't gone through the crucible, it sounds rather foreign. And definitely, you know, it adds to this perception of difficulty. But take it from at least two people here on this conversation who have gone through the crucible. That's the better choice. And that's what you're going to want to do. And I say that experientially because I've gone through that walk, and I'm sure Rankin has gone through it. And we continue to go through it. It's never ending. As Paul says, that God is faithful to complete what he started with you until the coming of Christ, right?
Absolutely. And that's why we start the book, Bill, by talking about people who've achieved the pinnacle of their different professions and tell a familiar story we've heard again and again, that I got to the top of that mountain and I realized nothing was there. I realized what I was hoping to find at the top of that mountain wasn't there. And of course, the Lord tells us that because he loves us, that life can only be found in him when he's the goal.
Why did you and Brian have to write this book? Because I feel like there was, you know, a sense of being compelled to write this book.
Well, Brian is a member of the church where I pastor, and he's a philosophy professor. And one of his areas of expertise is happiness. And in the ancient world, that was probably the biggest question that the greatest minds set themselves to, is what is the way towards human happiness? And we think the New Testament, you know, Paul in particular.
I'll tell you, we're going to have to hit the pause button real quick, Rankin. We'll be back more with Rankin Wilburn after this. Stay with us. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rankin Wilburn, senior pastor of Pacific Crossroads Church in L.A., who is passionate about bringing together great historical theology with modern cultural concerns. Boy, I'll tell you, the dynamic tension of those two issues, as you know, is front and center. But look at, you know, this time of And as the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's a time and season, and this time and season is not for the faint of heart. You know, when you have to confront the culture of today that is running amok. And what we're concerned about is the very souls, you know, the next generation that follows up, the current generation right now that is putting their eternal existence all on the line and at risk right now. In addition to his latest book, The Cross Before Me, Rankin is the author of Union with Christ. It was the winner of the 2017 Christian Book Award for New Authors and named one of the top books of the 2016 by John Piper's Desire. God's ministry. Rankin, before we went to break, you were explaining to the audience, you know, why you and Brian, Brian Greger, the co-author of this book, The Cross Before Me, why you had to write this book.
Well, the really short answer, Bill, is we believe the cross has something unique to tell us about the art of human flourishing. This is the way God wants us to live the full and free life. And it's just not a message. You certainly don't hear that message outside of the church. The way to fullness and freedom is through self-denial and renunciation of your old ways. But, you know, we're arguing, you actually don't even hear that inside the church in the way that we need to. So it's a call back to very biblical idea that the way to find your life is to lose your life.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's a bit of an oxymoron, you know, like you said earlier, is that you, in order to you to realize the new life, the old life must die. It must pass away. It is no longer relevant, that temporal part of our life that instinct says you need to hold on to that, right?
And that is a hard battle, but believing that is the way to the new life we crave is to use the Bible's language, is putting to death, or the old-fashioned mortify, put to death the old ways. And so this book is trying to show what that looks like for very busy, technologically driven 21st century Western people. What does a life shaped by the cross look like?
Mm-hmm. And you put in the book the cross before the reader. I mean, it is right there. The reader has to confront the cross and make a decision, do they not?
That's right. That's a takeoff on, well, it's a reference to the old line from the old hymn, "The cross before me, the world behind me." But, of course, the deeper root is the Apostle Paul saying the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing.
But exactly.
To those who are being saved, it is the wisdom of God. And mm-hmm. We have to keep the word of the cross in front of us all the time. It's not just a one-time thing. It's a way of life that's the way to the abundant life Jesus promises.
Mm-hmm. And when you consider the abundant life, as you were talking about, you know, Brian, his study has been the search for happiness and understanding what delivers happiness. And this was something that was pondered for many years, even before he came to even think, okay, and I got to say from, you know, from a business standpoint, a marketing standpoint, I've looked at it and said, wow, you know, I find that people who are productive are most happy. And maybe to a certain degree that is true, but ultimate happiness, which Brian was searching for, really is anchored in God, because God is the source of that happiness. And if we're not anchored in Him, you know, what happiness we may be experiencing is pretty fleeting. It's causal. It's based on, you know, what is happening at the time, not what you already have within you that anchors your sense of joy and happiness, that leaves it undisturbed based on outside influences, right?
Well, you make me think of the end of Psalm 16, where David says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy."
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that the fullness of joy is communion with God. And that's where this book ties in with my first book, Union with Christ, that communion with God, that is what we were made for. We were made to be with God and live in communion with God. And one day, Revelation says, that will be full and complete. But until that day, we are united with Jesus. We are in Christ, to use the Bible's language. And this is the way to keep in step with the Spirit, is to walk the way Jesus walked, the way of humility, service, and self-sacrifice.
And speaking of sacrifice, of all ways that Jesus could have died, there's something mystical in the cross, in the design of the cross. Is there not, or am I overlooking that, or, you know, maybe overemphasizing this? I just think of all ways that Jesus could have died, you know, why did God choose the cross?
Yeah, that's actually a whole chapter in the book, is recovering the scandal of the cross. And The Paul calls the cross a scandal, a stumbling block, and in the ancient world we forget the cross was a sign. Only the worst criminals and enemies of the state were crucified, and it was a horrendous form of public humiliation.
Exactly.
So when people today wear crosses as jewelry, it's we've really lost a sense of the scandal of the cross. And there's a reason, Bill, that the cross didn't appear in Christian art until the 3rd century. That is until everyone, no one was left who had ever seen anyone ever crucified. Because if you had seen someone crucified, it was so horrendous and shameful. So God chose what was foolish in the world to shame the wise.
Well, even the depiction of Christ on the cross is a modern-day version, to your point. But there is so much more, like you say, the debasement and humiliation of the Son of God. It tears you apart when you really want to consider just how brutal the Romans, you know, became in coming up with the whole idea of crucifixion. I mean, it's tough enough the way you died by asphyxiation, but you had to go through all this other humiliation. I mean, you're dragged basically naked in the streets, totally debased. But, you know, we see Jesus on the cross and, you know, there's garment about him. But that's not the way crucifixions went, did they?
Right. I guess you could say, Bill, that the cross was not just what happened to Jesus. It's who Jesus is, that he loves us so much that he was willing to descend into hell to deliver us.
Yes.
Well, 1 John says, this is what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
Yeah. Because we don't understand, you know, we really don't contemplate and really look at it. I mean, we got a little bit of a depiction of it in The Passion of the Christ in the movie that was so well attended. And sometimes, you know, in churches across the country, even still at Easter, you know, we sit through that powerful movie and we get a little bit of an idea. But once that movie's over, we want to get on with Easter and, you know, let's go search for Easter eggs and do all that instead of really understanding and appreciating. And because we do not fully appreciate, we limit our appreciation and our love for God because of all that he did for us. But I want to set that aside for just a moment because, you know, the book is really, as you say, the upside is the good life. It's the good news. It's the good life. What is that good life? We got a couple of minutes left here, Rankin. So,
well, this book is not, I want to be clear, it's not a self-help book. It's not a what would Jesus do book. It's Jesus has saved us. He has rescued us. He has, to use the Bible's language, he has justified us freely with God. And he has united his life to ours. And now he calls us into this way of life. And so the way of the cross that he calls us into, we don't live that life from a position of lack. We don't live that life from a position of deprivation. We are in Christ. All the promises of God are yes in Christ, the Bible says.
And right.
We live in his fullness, his sufficiency. And now, Jesus says, holding our hands, as it were, he says, now follow me into this new life which I have for you. And this is the way. It's very counterintuitive. But listen to me. I am wise. I am the good shepherd. You can trust me.
And he challenges people because not only does he say, this is the way, this is the only way.
And the
right?
truth.
Yes. Right.
Yes, to and life. This is the way to life. Yes.
Yeah, the very thing that your heart and spirit are crying out for are right here. Are you willing to say yes and amen?
He is the way, and he tells us the truth of how to get life. Yes.
In spite of what's happening in our culture today and all the challenges that we're faced with, there is good news, ladies and gentlemen, and it's there. It begins at the cross, and the book that Rankin and Brian have written, which is such a blessing for us, is The Cross Before Me, Reimagining the Way to the Good Life. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com and available at all the usual places. Rankin Wilburn, thank you. You're a blessing. I appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is...